"Oh, I am so sick of the young men of the present day," exclaimed she, rattling away at the instrument. "Poor, puny things, not fit to stir a step beyond Papa's park gates, nor to go even so far without Mamma's permission and guardianship. Creatures so absorbed in care about their pretty faces and their white hands and their small feet, as if a man had anything to do with beauty, as if loveliness were not the special prerogative of woman, her legitimate appanage and heritage. I grant an ugly woman is a blot on the fair face of creation, but as to the gentlemen, let them be solicitors to possess only strength and valour. Let their motto be hunt, shoot, and fight. The rest is not worth a fillip. Such should be my device, were I a man." "Whenever I marry," she continued after a pause which none interrupted, "I am resolved my husband shall not be a rival, but a foil to me. I will suffer no competitor near the throne. I shall exact an undivided homage. His devotion shall not be shared between me and the shape he sees in his mirror. Mr. Rochester, now sing, and I will play for you." "I am all obedience," was the response.